Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIWF in Fairfield, Illinois. You going to be okay over there? I saw you that looked like that hurt a little bit.
No, I'm fine.
Your ear.
I'm sure. Do I look good?
You're looking great.
Okay. Thanks.
You're looking great.
Thanks.
It is radio, though, so I mean, you didn't. It's a good thing you didn't.
Well, I took a shower.
Did you? Well, I was going to say, I couldn't tell if you cleaned up or not.
Took a shower. Thanks, Bruce.
Oh. She's going to get up and leave. I know.
No.
I feel horrible. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show Phyllis Hilliard with the Kiwanis. How you doing,
hey,
Phyllis?
Hey, I'm here. It's a beautiful day. I'm looking at all of these pictures.
Isn't that a great forecast coming up for the next week?
If we could just have that for the Christmas parade, wouldn't that be
You're
wonderful?
Trying to hold that through.
I doubt that's going to happen, but it sounds like a great
idea. We see now. Will people even be able to get into the Christmas spirit with 60-degree days, or what's the thought process on that?
Well, not even that, but I'm jumping ship here a little bit. But
jump all around. I'm fine.
This coming Sunday.
I can catch up.
Okay.
I know what you're talking about.
It's going to be the downtown open house. We're playing footsie, Bruce.
Didn't mean to do that.
And it's going to be...
it'll be 50, 60 degrees for that.
Well, that's great. People are out. Shop locally. Mrs. Claus will be in the chamber office again.
Oh, really? Yes. Mrs. Claus is going to be there.
Yes. Now, Santa can't make it. He is one busy fella.
Yeah, yeah.
But Mrs. Claus will be there.
How is Mrs. Claus able to get away at a time like this? I mean,
she
Santa's
is so glad to get... out of his hair, because right now he is making toys as fast as he can,
yeah.
And the elves are driving him nuts, and
yeah.
Then he in turn tries to drive me nuts.
Well, you know, Mrs. Claus, she has to run the household.
Yeah.
It makes it, I'm really kind of surprised she can get away. Then.
Magic.
Is that how it happens?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's wonderful. Okay, so Mrs. Claus is going to be in town this Saturday, this Sunday.
This Sunday.
From 12 till what, 5?
I think it's 1 to 5, maybe.
Somewhere
along in there.
Somebody will tell me.
Someone will, because it's... But this is a, you know, Sunday afternoon. We're supposed to have a beautiful day.
Well, let's see what Sunday afternoon. Our forecast goes on the sheet here, goes through Saturday. Saturday with a beautiful 50 degrees and sunny.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you here in a second what Sunday's going to be. Well, you see, now that's the thing. Hopefully, I'm right.
We'll come back and get you.
Well, that's exactly right. Well, now, will weather affect whether Mrs. Claus can get down
I tell you what, a lot of questions when Mrs. Claus talks to the kids about Christmas and their Christmas list is where is Rudolph and where is the sleigh and,
sure.
You know, how did I get there? I mean, how does she get there? But
I like Sunday.
Yes.
Sunday is going to be more of the Christmas spirit. Sunny and 44 for the high.
Okay, that's still a beautiful
day. Perfect.
Beautiful.
Perfect.
Day.
People be out buying sweaters and doing all kinds of things. Getting warm.
Shopping locally.
Shopping locally, warming up.
Mm-hmm.
And there will probably be all kinds of refreshments all over the place.
There will be refreshments all up and down. You know, most of the businesses downtown will be open.
Now tell me, are you... I'm not you. You seem to know her schedule, though. Is Mrs. Claus going to be taking letters?
Yes.
On Sunday? Is that what's happening?
Yes. The kids will come in, and Mrs. Claus will be there, and there's a photo opportunity if Mom wants.
Yeah.
And then the kids will write a letter to Santa.
They write them there?
Yes. Yes.
They don't come in prepared with them.
They can.
Some do.
Some do, but there will be a table and paper and pencil and markers and stamps, and they write a letter to Santa, and I hand deliver them to the North Pole.
Who does? Mrs. Claus
Mrs.
does.
Mrs. Claus does.
Yeah, you're helping.
Oh, I'm a helper.
You're helping make Mrs.
Yes.
Claus able to get down
yes.
here. You're behind the scenes.
Yes, yes. But Mrs. Claus will take those letters directly to the North Pole.
That's cool.
And then... Santa responds.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Santa's going to respond to all those kids?
Yes, he does. Now, he has help from the elves.
Sure.
But he responds.
Well, you know, Santa probably does Santa even know how to use the internet? to like learn zip codes and stuff like that.
He uses a GPS in his sleigh.
Well, I guess that's true.
I mean, he has updated that, and Rudolph really appreciates that.
Well, you would think, because he can steer him. Yeah, tell him which way to go.
That's right. We're a little bit off subject, but we're
close. We'll get to it.
We're close.
Okay, so that's this Sunday afternoon.
And then Santa will appear in the Christmas parade.
That's the next thing I was going to get to. Santa's not showing up. Mrs. Claus is able to get down here, but Santa's not showing up until the parade itself.
That's correct.
2 weeks later, almost.
So December 3rd, Santa will be in his sleigh and, you know, will usher in the spirit.
Is this always the... how is the... I'm trying to remember how the Christmas parade date is set. Is it always like the week... It's not Thanksgiving weekend, but it's always...
It's the first Saturday.
Okay. So, on Saturday cannot fall after Thanksgiving, and it'd be in November, because at the latest it would be, it'd be the 30th. I got it. Boy, that's... I'm quick.
Isn't that swig?
Yeah. I am
good.
So quick. I feel good about that.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty good. All right, so Santa Claus coming. Pardon me. Santa Claus will be on at the Christmas parade.
Yes. And I think he is dusting out his suit, you know, getting the mothball smell out.
I'm trying to think about the... I'm still back on those letters.
Yes. And included in the letters will be a package of reindeer food.
How difficult is it to is it? I mean, you and Santa can read, but I was wondering... Kids' handwriting might be the most difficult thing in the world.
That sometimes is a challenge, but Mrs. Claus tries to help a little bit.
Has Mrs. Claus had kids bring in typewritten and computer-written letters?
Maybe one, but the reason I ask, no.
The reason I ask is because that's how I learned how to read. Basically, was how to read and how to write and type. My parents would set a typewriter in front of us, and we'd have the Sears catalog.
Oh, my.
And we would sit there and go through the Sears catalog, and we would put to tell Santa what we wanted. And, you know,
page 12.
It was very helpful. If you could tell him which page. Yes. If you could tell Santa Claus what page to look in the Sears catalog.
Well, and the sad thing is Mrs. Santa is getting older.
Yeah.
And she's not in touch with...
Well, she's magic, though. She stays forever young.
Yeah, but when it comes to the kids talking about the latest toy and the latest... she needs a little help from mom.
Some kid might say that they want a Tickle Me Elmo. That is a new,
I would know that.
You'll know a Tickle Me Elmo. I'm sorry, Mrs. Claus will know a Tickle Me Elmo.
But it is getting more and more because of the computer games.
Yeah.
And
World of Warcraft and all this kind of stuff. You have no idea. Mrs. Claus has no idea about that kind of stuff.
No. But with every child,
we're
going to
hit ourselves in the head with hammers, rubber hammers, after we get off the air here in a minute.
But Mrs. Claus will be giving away a Beanie Baby everybody that comes through.
I didn't know Beanie Baby still even existed.
Well, I tell you what happens. People start cleaning out the rubber tubs that they collected 20 years ago of all the Beanie Babies. So they've never been used. They're all there. And they ask their kids, would you like to have these? And the kids go, no. So Mrs. Claus gets a phone call and says, I have a garbage bag full of brand new Beanie Babies.
And it's just a shame that it happens to be about a week or two probably after the big giveaway.
But anyway, so there will be a basket, and they can choose one, and that's kind of fun because they have to decide whether they want a bunny or a frog or a...
Now, these Beanie Babies, do they always, the ones that I've seen in the past, they always became very helpful and very useful as dog toys.
Well, and they could become that, or they may, but you see the kids walking down Main Street going from store to store.
Right.
With a Beanie Baby.
Mm-hmm. How about that? And also with the refreshments, right? The jelly beans or something.
Well, and they have, I don't know what the refreshments are going to be, cookies or, you know.
That's not your part. Your part is to get Mrs. Claus there.
Yes. And help and get her dressed.
Is that right? Mrs. Claus is pretty tricky to get dressed.
It is.
Well, get the hat on straight for Mrs. Claus. I can see how that could be a problem. All this is in conjunction with the Christmas parade. We're talking about the open house, and we're going to talk about the Christmas parade. We've already blown 10 minutes, didn't talk about it at all. We're going to talk about it here in just a few minutes. I've got Phyllis Hilliard on the show with the Kiwanis, and we'll be back here in just a moment on the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield. Back after these.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane. Blitzen, blitzen, all his reindeer pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, children's ear all is merry and bright. Hang your stockings and say your prayers, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that's filled with toys for boys and girls again. Hear those sleigh bells jingle, jangle, what a beautiful sight. Jump in bed and cover up your head, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He doesn't care if you're rich or poor, he loves you just the same. Santa knows that we're God's children, that makes everything right. Fill your hearts with Christmas cheer, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Oh, well, here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He'll come around when the chimes ring out, it's Christmas morn again. Peace on earth will come to all if we just follow the light. Let's give thanks to the Lord above, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. 'Cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. My guest across the way is Phyllis Hilliard. We're talking about the Kiwanis Lighted Christmas Parade. Okay, who comes up with the theme?
The Kiwanis Club.
The Kiwanis Club.
Yes, we sit around a table of all...
You got about a dozen of you. Or
yeah,
30,
whoever's at the meeting.
Whoever shows up.
And we sit there and say, well, this was last year and this was the year before, and we can't use those. Come up with an idea that might be easy to decorate a float.
Who came up with this one?
I have no idea.
What is the theme?
The theme is a storybook Christmas.
Ooh, a storybook Christmas. Now, that's pretty cool.
And I can think of a lot of ideas. Of course, I'm not very creative.
Yeah.
But anyway, it'll be fun.
So folks will use that. Is there a prize for sticking with the theme, closest to the theme or something like that?
There is a Grand Marshal's Choice, and that's $200.
Is that right? All right. Well, we need to announce the Grand Marshal here. I don't know if it's been announced previously. I think it has, but I don't know if we've mentioned it.
Well, and...
Who's the Grand Marshal?
Richard Mason.
Ladies and gentlemen, Richard Mason.
From Frontier Community College.
And that is, you know, that's the thing. This is kind of a big year for Frontier,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, this is their 40th year. Uh-huh. So we are kind of extending that, doing a little more congratulations. I remember when Frontier opened. I hate to say that.
I vaguely do, too.
And you were 12 or
well, I was
something.
I wasn't quite 12.
You were. Oh, Bruce.
I was probably about 10.
Okay.
And college without walls. I remember the first building out there. And I had been to other schools. I'd been to Champaign. And I thought, man, they've got a lot more buildings than we've got. but they have come a long way.
Yes. Yes. So that's the reason. And so I think Richard and his lovely wife, Shirley, will be in the parade. And I think Ken Miller is going to be driving them in his vintage Mustang.
Ooh, going to have the little Mustang out there, Mustang.
Yes.
Yeah, Ken's got a nice Mustang.
Yes, he does.
That's a dandy.
So,
congratulations. He'll be judging beforehand then, won't he? He'll be doing his judging, his choosing beforehand, because he's kind of at a spot in the parade where he can't see everything.
Well, he will be parked kind of cattywampus at the end of the parade.
Oh, okay.
And so he has a clipboard, and he will be watching everybody come through.
I see. Okay, and so he's basically, that's cool. So that's why you say that folks have to go all the way to the end.
Because that's where he judged. Is judged.
I see. And that's a big prize.
Yes. $200 for us is a lot of money.
Oh, you aren't kidding. What are the some of the other prizes? What are some of the other things you got going?
For each of the categories, there is $100 for second prize, $200 for first prize, and we have...
For each category?
For each category.
You got $300 in each category.
Yes, and we have five categories.
That's $1,500.
Yes.
Plus the Grand Marshals, or does that include a Grand
yes,
Marshal?
Yes, that's in addition to.
So you got $1,800.
And then we have...
Or $1,700.
Best use of lights.
There you go.
Now, each band that participates, we don't have judging, because all the bands are wonderful.
Yeah, they do a nice job.
So each band gets $200.
Just to show up.
Yes. So if you would walk through, I'm kidding, Bruce, with your tuba.
Here it comes. I thought that maybe you were trying to talk the roasted chestnuts into marching.
Well, marching is the key.
Okay.
Because we have had people call, say, could they put Billy Bob Fred and Cousin Ethel on a float, and would it be a band if they played their guitar? No.
No.
No, it's marching.
Okay.
And I don't know if you old guys can march that
far. Well, that's hurtful, Phyllis.
Well, you've got a big instrument.
Well, I did it, though, for years. I would think I still could.
You were a little younger.
Yeah.
And maybe a little more athletic.
Yeah, possibly.
And we'll just leave it at that.
I marched for years. I marched in parades of marched in the Peach Bowl parade that was like 5 miles long.
Yes, and see, that's wonderful. And
it was also 30 years ago.
But anyway, so we have wonderful prize money. And the more participants, the better the parade.
How do folks need to get a hold of you? If they I know you've got a list of people that you send, or a list of churches and other organizations, I presume, that you send invitations to, right?
We have mailed out 150 invitations, mm-hmm. and these are to people who have participated in years past.
Sure.
There is also on our Facebook, and Fairfield Kiwanis Club has a Facebook page.
I did not realize.
Yes. And if you go on there, you can see, you know,
sure.
the entry form and the letter with the information.
Okay, so if I print out that entry form, or if I've received an entry form.
Or you can call me, and my phone number is in the phone book.
And you'll
I will get one mailed to you.
You'll get one to somebody.
Or I will physically fill it out with the information you give me on the phone.
The reason I'm bringing this up is if I print this thing out, or if I find it, or if I have it in the mail, and if I have all kinds of stuff, there's a serration there in the middle, isn't there?
And there's little dots, and it
little
says
dots.
Detach here.
Detach here. And the reason, and we're going over this because this is important, isn't it?
It's very important. So this red form that you have put a thumbtack on your bulletin board.
Do I have to print it out as red if I'm printing
no.
it off?
Pink, blue, purple, white.
The color doesn't matter if I'm printing it off myself.
The only reason we did red is so that maybe you could find it on your bulletin board.
That makes sense.
But some people, we mail them out early because...
When did you mail them?
Columbus Day weekend.
Oh, okay. All right.
And the reason for that is a lot of organizations may only meet once a month.
Sure.
So you have to get it there early.
Sure.
And what happens is sometimes this... invitation goes in a folder,
right.
goes somewhere, but I need that back filled out because what's most important is the length of your entry.
Do you need the top half or the bottom half?
I need the top half.
Okay.
And the bottom half, and we even send you a self-addressed envelope.
Really?
Yeah. So it's pretty easy.
I can't print off the self-addressed envelope.
No, you can't.
I'm frustrating, Phyllis. It's great. She's going to throw something at me here pretty soon.
No, I won't. No, I won't. I appreciate you letting me come and talk about it.
You're well behaved.
But anyway, it's a please get those back to me as soon as possible.
Okay, go through the top part of that. Go through filling this thing out because the most important thing, when you say length is the most important thing, does that include the trailer and the truck?
Yes, and that's bumper, to the end of the hitch. And a lot of times people will put pickup and trailer.
Okay.
That doesn't help a whole lot.
Yeah, you never know how big a trailer is going to be.
Right. And it's
or
very,
for that matter, the pickup.
And we have, one time we had a semi come through.
Wow.
And that needs a lot of space for getting
apart. Yeah, you're looking at 60, 70 feet probably.
Uh-huh. And you need a little wiggle room.
Yeah.
So if it's 60 feet bumper to bumper,
okay,
we need a little bit of extra room or else our street gets blocked.
Okay, so if I'm filling this out.
Yes.
All right. I've gone through the house. I've went through my mail. I found the little red sheet.
Yes.
All right. I've got it. I'm filling it out on top. It says Bruce, the roasted chestnuts or something,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. And, you know, it's got...
this is all entirely hypothetical. Roasted chestnuts are the brief description of entry.
Yes.
Roasted chestnuts marching. Okay?
Okay.
Contact person, that'd be Bruce.
No, go up and read the rest of it where it says, please include description of entry and overall feet...
Overall length of entry.
Overall length. That is what so many people don't read that far.
Okay, so for this, if it's a brass quintet marching.
Yes. How many feet do you
How many think? Feet? We'd probably be 3 feet. Because you know you're going to be going sideways.
But you need a little bit. Okay. But sometimes people have.
Phyllis, it really has been enjoyable for you to be here.
I'm keeping you awake.
Now that she's going to leave,
no,
she's had enough.
You're doing a great job.
No. Okay. So say 10 feet. Well, just for safety's
sake. Because Doug A-Man helps.
Well, you
do
see,
this.
That's the thing. Nobody wants A-Man. Just, you don't want for that matter, a sousaphone or a tuba right behind the next group. Say it's the Girl Scouts.
Yes.
You might have the little Girl Scouts marching along, right? Or walking through and giving stuff away. You don't want us right on top of that. They might, like, blow out their eardrums or something.
Well, and when the lineup committee, we have several subcommittees come in.
Uh-huh.
And that takes a lot of time to try to figure out a little prince and princess, and then the next entry maybe being the Girl Scouts.
Sure.
And the next entry maybe being a band.
Yeah.
Because you don't want all the music kind of.
You don't want bands next to each other.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
That makes
right.
sense. Okay. Roasted chestnuts. All right, we're going to say 10 feet.
Okay.
All right. Contact person, Bruce Dickey.
Okay.
All right.
And your address.
Oh, and address, phone, and email. I got you. Nice. Okay. Organization entry name, Roasted Chestnuts.
That's right.
Clearly. All
right.
Entry categories, youth, school, adult organizations. Not really.
Okay.
Maybe an adult organization. Now, these are each of these categories.
Are the judgeable are the categories.
Churches have a separate, mm-hmm. Okay. Individual animal antique entries. Wow, you got animals in the same group as antiques?
Mm-hmm.
So that's like hopefully you get the rural fire department fire truck or something like that. Or
that could be.
Or you get
if they don't bring that one and they bring the new fire truck, that's
cool
going to be.
Well, see, now that'd be the city fire department.
Yeah.
Bands, that'd be where I'd check that one for roasted. For the
if you were marching, you could be a band.
Okay, so if we're on a float, we're not an adult organization as opposed to a band.
That's right.
Even though we're playing.
That's right.
All right. And business entries will have their own competition.
Mm-hmm.
Or do we get a trophy for will not attend this year?
That is to help me, so I'm not calling you saying, Bruce, you've been in every year. Have you lost the have you lost the entry? And it helps me so that I'm not wondering.
I'm sure it's very helpful.
Yeah.
That's exactly. When do we need? So can I? Okay, say I fill this out.
Yes.
I've got it all filled out here.
Put it in the mail.
I've got it all filled out. It's done. I'm going to grab an envelope. I'm grabbing that self-addressed stamped envelope
yes.
that you've given me.
No stamp.
Thank you so much, by the way, for donating the self-addressed stamped envelope.
There's
to
no
me.
Stamp.
Self-addressed envelope.
Yes.
Self-addressed. Okay, no stamp. All right. I've got to stamp it myself.
Or you can hand deliver it to me. Bring it to my house. I don't. You can find me.
All right.
Call
all
me. All I'll right, pick
right,
it up.
All right, all right. So I've got this. I'm going to set it right there where my mail goes to my outgoing mail.
Yes.
Or maybe right next to it since I don't have a stamp on it yet.
Yes.
At what time, what day do I have to get that to you?
The Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
I need 23rd. You need this the 23rd.
Yes. Because the lineup will be processed
And you need to process it. You this is important.
It will be done on the Friday after Thanksgiving.
Oh, really?
To go in the mail, because there's no mail on Thanksgiving.
Sure.
You know.
Sure.
Because with our mail service, it used to be that you would get it the next day.
Yeah.
Because we send the lineup numbers. We tell you.
You
where
tell
you're
everybody
gonna
what
be.
They're going to do,
so we
they can
send you a copy
so they can
of
plan.
The, yes, we send you a copy of the parade route. So you know, once you've got your letter, your numbers
sure.
that we mailed you, you are number 47.
Right.
And then you go on First Street and you look.
Chestnuts are going to be number 47.
No. I'm hypothetically doing this, Bruce. I'm going to come over and whoop you. Come over and thump you on the ear.
I got to tell you, I've got a jersey. I've got a Cardinal jersey that says 47 on it.
Oh.
So that's perfect for
okay,
us.
That's great. And I have heard that there might be a Cubs entry, but I have not received an entry form yet.
I have heard numerous times from Mr. Cubby that
yes.
There's going to be a Cubs entry.
But I need that little
a
entry
Cubs
form.
Victory parade entry.
And how many feet?
You'll need that too, because I from what I understand, that he's the
he's recruiting.
He's recruiting anybody yes. he can find.
Yes. So I think that's going to be an interesting.
All right. So I need to drop this in the mail. Mm-hmm. Get it to you by the 23rd.
Yes.
Because you're going to be turning around and sending me my form.
Yes.
And the reason you're sending me the form that tells me where I'm supposed to go is that makes it a lot easier on you guys on Saturday Parade Day, right?
Well, and that way, the numbers, we send you a big cardstock number with
yeah.
47 on it.
Sure.
And we send you two of those.
Sure.
One goes on the left side, one goes on the right side for
that's
judging
handy.
Purposes.
Oh, really?
And so when you are broadcasting.
For judging as well as for broadcast yes. purposes.
And we are very, very pleased and honored that FNB is going to sponsor the broadcast.
Isn't that nice of them? That's
and
cool.
I think you are going to be the MC of that.
That's what I'm told.
So,
I love doing. By the way, I don't know if you've heard me do parades yeah. before. I just love doing yes. a parade.
Well,
that's
you do a
ball.
Good job, and it's fun.
Well, it is a fun time.
And you put on your long underwear because sometimes a little brisk.
Well, if it's supposed to be 43 or something for open house this Sunday,
yeah,
it's if for that Saturday 2 weeks later, you just got to figure it might be a little chillier than that.
Well,
but I've done football games in chilly weather.
And I will give you a lineup sheet.
You'll send a lineup. Does everybody get a lineup sheet or just me? Just me.
Well, the lineup people.
The judges. And
the judges
lineup.
Will
yeah.
have them. You will have
I'll
them because
one.
You're going to be, reading. And you can try to figure out because it is dark. And
yeah.
it's very important to have lights on your entry.
Oh, really?
Because if not, you're up in the bandstand trying to figure out who it is,
yeah.
and it may be a beautiful float,
yeah.
but it needs to be lit.
You know, that is would I be out of line?
Probably.
just thinking about it. Will I be out of line if I've got a spotlight or something on there up there on the pagoda, and I like flash these cars to try to see what the number is?
Well, you might check to see if it's illegal. I know with deer spotlighting is
that's
kind
illegal.
Of illegal. So I would say parade spotlight.
Well, you know,
is
that's
okay.
the thing though. Santa Claus is going to be bringing reindeer at
well,
the end of the
at
parade.
The very end. Don't spotlight.
I don't want to mm-hmm. spook those reindeer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, a lot of safety tips here. Thank you very much for the safety reminder. Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Well, the other safety issue is because it is a night parade, we cannot throw candy.
Yeah, we'll get into all that in just a minute. We've got all kinds of other things to talk about because you also have presumably the Kiwanis truck going through.
Our shake-up stand will be
the shake-up
magically
stand.
Converted into a beautiful float.
I'm certain it will. We'll be back here on the Bruce Dickey Show. I've got Phyllis Hilliard across the way. We're talking about all kinds of things. The Kiwanis Lighted Christmas Parade, a storybook Christmas, Saturday, December 3rd. And we'll be back, talk some more about it after these words. You are listening to the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield. Back after these. Folks, welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in today. I'm talking with Phyllis Hilliard, and we're talking about the Kiwanis Lighted Christmas Parade, Storybook Christmas, on Saturday, December 3rd at 5 p.m., 5 sharp.
That is correct. Not 5 a.m., because right. It is dark also at it'll 5 a.m.,
yeah,
but this is
dark.
5 p.m.
5 p.m., okay, mm-hmm. 5 p.m., and it's pretty dark then, even though it's you wouldn't think, but standard time stays pretty dark. Mm-hmm. One of the other things, since this is a night parade, there's no candy throwing, is there?
That's correct. So if you'd like to give out candy, and yes, the children, ages about 2 up.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Have their Walmart bags there, or their pumpkin left over from Halloween.
You say children, like there might be folks that aren't children going after that candy.
Well, I think if a Tootsie Roll came your way, would you probably?
I actually, I'll grab a Tootsie Roll.
But yes, so if you were giving away candy,
for candy to get up to me, they'd have to really heave it.
Well, we're not talking that.
Somebody usually does that. Somebody usually treats me nicely.
But anyway, so walkers will go along beside the float and pass out candy, and it's an issue with liability and kids running for candy, and mm-hmm. they don't see this huge fire truck who can't see the kid who's.
Sure.
2 foot tall down below there.
Sure.
So it's a big safety issue.
Well, and that just makes sense.
Yes.
That just makes sense at a nighttime thing like that. Well, that's really smart. One other thing, you know, folks will occasionally have, they'll occasionally, as part of their float, want to put like a Santa Claus at a chimney or a Santa Claus next to a tree. That's not permitted either, is it?
Well, we can have pictures.
You can have pictures.
But no real Santa Claus.
Okay.
Because the real Santa Claus,
right.
the live Santa Claus,
right.
comes at the end of the parade. And there's only one.
That's exactly right.
Yes, he is in his sleigh.
Right. Now, and that's the first time that Santa Claus makes his entry to town, right?
Into Fairfield, yes.
And they'll, I presume Santa will be at the, where do they put the, where is he going to be down at the park?
He's at Leo French.
Oh, okay.
He has his, as a matter of fact, the house is set up.
Is the house already set up?
I mean,
up?
It's there. It isn't decorated, but it has moved in.
I wonder if Mrs. Claus will, check out the appointments whenever she's in town Sunday.
Well, that's a possibility.
Just to make sure that Santa Claus is going to be, make sure that it's comfortable.
Well, that's another, that's another committee.
Sure, sure.
But it'll work.
Okay, all this, and again, you've got your red sheets, folks. You need to get your entries back into Phyllis.
And if you have a question, call me.
What phone number?
842-7486.
Or look on the Kiwanis Facebook page.
Yes. And like I said, I'm in the phone book.
I've got a question.
Yes.
Over the past few years, you've the Kiwanis, this is an outstanding, Kiwanis organization is just an outstanding organization. They do wonderful things for folks. And over the last few years, you've always used this parade as an opportunity to gather food for the food pantry, right?
Yes.
Is that happening this year?
No, it isn't.
Okay.
What happened was, we have an issue with space in uh-huh. the stand, which is where it is collected, and weight.
Okay.
So this year we are not. If someone brings it, we will make sure it gets to a food pantry. But there are several food pantries in the area that are collecting at different times.
Yeah, so. I was going to say there's already, it's not that people aren't going to go hungry with,
no.
with Kiwanis yeah. not collecting at this mm-hmm. one, are they? There's plenty of different avenues.
And if by chance you bring some, yes, we are definitely not going to turn it down.
Sure.
But we ended up with a small space, and the weight became an issue.
I was going to say, how much did you end up getting? You must have been getting quite a bit.
Well, I don't remember.
People are good, aren't
yes.
they? I mean, they're making all kinds of, yes. of outs. What the Kiwanis sponsor this. What are some of the things the Kiwanis folks do? I mean, just to... throughout the community, scholarships and that kind of thing, right?
We have a scholarship. We do a $1,000 scholarship to Frontier.
Mm-hmm.
And we also do a free swim.
Oh, that's right. You have
we
the,
have a free skate.
Is that
skate.
The one at the end of the summer?
Yes.
Okay.
We have a free skate.
When's the free skate?
It will be
typically
Friday,
that...
Easter.
Okay,
Easter,
that's, yeah.
I think it's Maundy Thursday is when it actually is.
Okay.
Whatever that day is.
Okay.
And we sponsor the paint out supplies for the kids.
Oh, really? For whenever they have the deal down at New Hope School or the deal up here at the courthouse, right?
At the courthouse.
Okay.
But this is where 25 kids go to City Hall.
How was that this year? You were up there for that.
It was wonderful. The
really?
Kids are having a
beautiful
great time.
Beautiful weather for it.
And the art instructor from the high school kind of comes down and guides them, and they all paint a tree or something. But it is in connection to the plein air.
Okay.
So, and we provide the supplies. So the paints, the board, the whole nine yards, every kid comes in and gets to take them all home with him.
Do they, those are usually, I mean, you do 25.
Uh-huh.
You could do more than that, probably.
Well,
I mean, you can't do it. The instructors can only handle so many. But I mean, there are more kids probably out there. They need to sign up early for that, don't
yes,
they?
Yes, yes. And we sold up. We had a full house. But actually, that's about all the facility can hold.
Is that right?
And, yeah. But it's a fun thing. So we sponsor that. We have, of course, you see our shake-up stand around. And
sure.
that's how we earn the money.
Sure.
But the parade is our biggest.
This is the fun part, isn't it?
This is the fun part, but it requires a lot of money.
Yeah.
So we do
well,
have,
we already talked about $1,800, $2,000 mm-hmm. in the prizes.
And so we, you know.
And before the bands.
Yes.
How many bands do you have coming? Have you heard from any schools yet?
Yes, we have. The bands are people I need to kind of to remind. But we usually have three or four bands, which we're thrilled because I'm a band. I'm a music
yeah,
person.
Yeah.
I have no talent, but I
yeah.
like music.
Oh, so, I didn't mean to agree that quickly about the no
yeah,
talent.
Yeah, well, it's true. But I had the clarinet.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, never mind. But anyway, so the parade is our biggest expense, but it goes back to the community.
Well, that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
One last question about the parade itself. Can folks have music on their floats?
Yes, yes. And they need to kind of write that on the red paper.
Really?
And that tells us when the committee is lining up,
uh-huh.
they see this float is going to have music.
What's the brightest lit one you remember?
Oh, my. We've had beautiful floats.
Yeah, that's kind of what beautiful. I was thinking. I know I've missed several over the missed several of these over the years with basketball taking me out of the area.
One of my favorites. I can never say my favorite. One of my favorites is the fire truck.
Oh, really?
That is, you know, here's an antique fire truck that has a zillion lights on it.
Sure.
And then Chris Miller has choreographed a computer program that Mannheim Steamroller is,
oh, is
playing,
that right?
And the lights flash on and off, and it's high tech and
wow.
just pretty sharp looking.
That's pretty cool.
Yes, it is.
That's a lot of fun. Well, see, that's the thing you get here at this the Kiwanis Lighted Christmas Parade. You're getting a lot of creativity out of folks, aren't they? They're just having
well,
fun.
Well, we hope so. And then I think in the past years, the Progressive Fairfield people who do the Leo French lights,
yeah, right.
They have asked them to come down on a specific night when Santa and Mrs. Claus are
at the shelter,
at
the whatever.
At the house.
The house.
Little house.
Yeah.
And they have different events. You know, they may have carolers singing one spot, but, you know, several things going on. the fire truck comes down, and it is playing down by the duck pond.
Sounds like it's going to be a great time.
So it is.
Again, thanks to Fairfield National Bank for sponsoring it. We're going to put it on the air. We'll probably go on the air about, I'm guessing, 10 till 5 or so on that night. I'm thinking I had Billy Rogers help me with that parade.
I think maybe you did.
Actually, he helps me with the homecoming, usually. No, it was Katie White helped me last year.
Okay.
I believe in this one because Billy has Carrington, and Carrington wanted to make sure she got all kinds of candy.
Oh. Well, and honestly, it kind of takes two people, one up in the broadcast booth and one down saying, this is what this float is.
That's
we appreciate it. You do a good job and you make it fun.
It should be a lot of fun. Again, that's the Kiwanis Lighted Christmas Parade. It's going to be Saturday, December 3rd at 5 o'clock. Phyllis needs you to get your entry form in. Get it to her now, doggone it. Get it to her now. Don't wait until 2 weeks from now or a week. Let's see, that'd be the 23rd. Don't wait till then. Phyllis, get it to you now, right?
Yes. Yes, please.
Thank you very much for coming in, all right?
Thank you for having me.
You bet. That's the Bruce Dickey Show for today, folks. Have a wonderful day. We'll talk to y'all real soon.